Welcome to Ivo Studio. For this episode, we are happy to have one of our customers in the studio with us, MTV, who is a leading media corporation in Finland. MTV operates in multiple TV channels and audiovisual services, and the history goes back all the way to 1950s when MTV started its TV production. MTV offers extensive array of content for Finns' living room, such as domestic and foreign entertainment, drama, reality series, movies, in addition to sports programs and news, for instance. In addition to all this, MTV has a range of digital services as well. So subscription-based video service C-More, advertising-funded MTV, and news service MTV-uutiset.fi. Each week, MTV reaches, with its content, 80% of the Finnish population, so that's quite huge. MTV has been utilizing our service, Ivo CX, to achieve better and more holistic understanding of the customer experience. In this episode, we will discuss about MTV's experiences with our service. And a person who can tell about MTV and their experiences the best is MTV's service design lead, Jan Rosnell. Welcome to Ivo Studio, Jan.
Thank you. Cool to be here.
It's great to have you here. And a familiar face to our viewers and listeners is Ivo's COO, Jani Jokela, who is also in the studio with us and involved in this discussion as well. Welcome to Ivo Studio, Jani.
Thank you very much. Nice to be here.
If you go straight to the questions, I would like to ask you, Jan, how did this all start? What raised your interest in Ivo?
Well, as you mentioned earlier, we come back from the 50s, so we have a long history behind us. And as you can imagine, there has been a number of transformations during this trip to this moment that we are at the moment. And the world is changing faster than ever. And in the olden times, we just took the programs and shoot them to everyone, and everybody was happy, and the money kept rolling, and advertisers, they were calling us. We didn't have to call them. They were calling us. And now all of a sudden, things are changing. We are going to digital, and our competitors are not coming from this country or countries near, but we are competing with Netflix, Hulu, HBO, Disney. So the question for us is that how do we compete with all of these magnificent companies and what is our niche? How do we kind of succeed on this market? And the answer is being local. And for us, it means two things. We have our own local programming, which is super cool. And the other thing is that we have to understand the local customers, and we have to understand them the best way possible. And that is where Ivo comes into play.
Yeah, that's really interesting, because when you mentioned those small companies like Netflix, Disney and HBO, people also consider like user experience that must be the same level with MTV also, with those companies that you mentioned earlier.
It does, yes. And people are very, very kind of design oriented in a way, so that they understand what is the good. They are really kind of, they use these services where the flow is almost perfect every day. So we will have to be in the same level there. We will have to understand what are the differences between their services, where we are better, where they are better, and try to find our way through there. And that isn't quite a challenge, but luckily in Finland, we have very, very good design skills and designers and companies that can work with us and create this kind of cool experiences. But the challenge is tough, that I have to say.
I'm sure. What gave you the motivation to pursue Ivo's qualitative analytics? What were the challenges that you wanted to solve in MTV?
We actually had two sides in there. One was that we wanted to kind of find a weapons and understand our customers better for the designing of our products. But maybe the other really important factor there was the customer service. And we are huge service. We have, as you said, almost 80% of our customers, they watch our programs on TV or read our news online. And that basically means that people are also very interested about this. They feel keenly on what happens on their soaps. And if something is wrong in the news, they want to tell it for us. And in the olden times, every time somebody sent us a feedback, we have to pay for managing that. And it was hugely costly. So what we did was that we actually put the feedback forms in somewhere in a footer and not very big, and hoping that not everybody finds them in there. And that was quite awful now that I think about it. And then comes Aivo. And all of a sudden, we can take all the input we have, put it into this magical machine, and it turns that into the valuable data. And we all know that that data is the oil of this century. So it's just been amazing how this thing turns something that was considered as a cost factor into something that is actually valuable for us. So can I find better reason?
Yeah, that's really interesting and really nice to hear those comments also. But you also probably tested some other methods or softwares before Aivo. So what made you choose Aivo?
Well, we saw potential in there, and the working with you guys has been very nice, and it has been so cooperative, and you were listening us and doing the things that we really need for us, and based on the test we kind of benchmarked number of different systems, and your system worked. It provided the result that we really needed. And like I say, there are plenty of different providers, and all of them didn't work, at least the way that we wanted them to work.
Okay, so that's a good reason to start working with some software that work. That's a good, nice explanation.
Yeah.
In this area, it's all right that sometimes there are misses and things don't get always classified correctly. It's a part of this whole concept, but there has to be a certain level and that was not always the case with some of the companies that we met.
The employees who are using Aivo, in which roles do they work in within your company, within MTV?
We started with our customer care, and they kind of have a natural interest on what customers are saying and what are the pain points. And the other part was the service development. And that is also an area where there is a natural interest on what customers say. And designers are trained to start with the customer insight and so forth. So these were kind of two starting points. But the whole idea with this one is that we will expand it. And editors have now been trained, some of the editors, people doing our advertising, people buying in the programs that we are using. So the idea is that we will expand the scope and in the end, I would like to have these access rights and regular visits from everybody in this company.
Yes. As you said, you have felt that Aivo has provided real value for MTV. So if we talk about business benefits, the main business benefits that you have achieved by using Aivo, could you name a couple of them?
Sure. Let me start a bit further again, reflect like how the companies that I have been before measured kind of user experience. And there has to be some sort of a measurements in there. And NPS is most likely most common. We are using a bit more advanced CX score. But the challenge with the NPS is that you actually get kind of figure that you can show in the boardrooms and everybody knows where you are. But you don't really know why. Why are you there? what is kind of lifting your experience, what is pushing it down, and what should you do to make it better? I mean, it's just a figure, and of course there are open fields in there, and you get some sort of a data, but you don't kind of, if you read them manually, it's okay to do it if you have 100 or a couple of 100 those, but still, like, human is not a statistical machine. You kind of picked up the things that you think fits into your own mindset, and you don't kind of remember how many people said about this speed and how many were speaking about something else. It simply doesn't work. So we basically needed something that kind of turns that into the real kind of statistical data on what is happening. Aivo gives this, and it gives much more. And furthermore, I mean, since humans can't kind of analyze this statistically, humans can't kind of follow the trends. When we go to the Aivo, we can see from the first page what has happened during the last 15 days, 30 days, 90 days. So you can see where you have been, where are you going, and why. And if I raise something more here, I'm really keen on this impact analysis, which actually also tells you, like, how much feedback are you getting on this topic and how negative or positive that is. So if I have to kind of demonstrate how the system works, I show only this one part, and I show them that, okay, content is here, it's green, it's up here, it means that the content is keeping our experience up, and then there is something else which is very negative side, and there are lots of feedback coming there. I'm just gonna say what that is. and this is something that we will have to fix.
And you can click there and show that what's what's the problem.
Yeah. And furthermore, I have been in my past life, I have been working with the design, and I have been a designer in many, many years. And when I come to PO or higher level manager, and I say that we have to fix this because customers are not happy with this, or they are in pain, and they are just like, yeah, okay, that's very nice. It's very easy to say to someone else here, when we are talking about opinions, that in my opinion, this is not good for customer, and they are, well, it's business needs it, so just do it. But when you take these comments from the customers, and you can show them that this is really taking the experience down, and this is what the customers say. These customer comments in their own language. It's super effective to kind of, it's much harder to say in that sense that, okay, no, well, this is just your opinion. And the customer voice speaks louder than designer voice. That's what I learned.
Yeah, that's a nice point about the opinion, because many times when you're handling loads of like qualitative information, like messages or feedback, it's kind of a like gut feeling that, okay, I'm feeling that this is going on here, but you don't have the exact numbers that how many people are talking about this and what kind of sentiment or what is this positive or negative feedback. So turning your opinions in the facts is kind of the key point here.
Yeah, and it kind of builds the foundations of really leading the customer experience. It's no longer like going in the dark into some direction, which is quite often right, but sometimes wrong. Now you can actually lead it with systematic way.
Do you have any example of the observation that you've gotten from Aivo CX, where you have changed things into actionable business value?
Mm. Sure, I can take one, and I mentioned earlier that there is a process in there, and there's kind of systematic way of leading the experience work and business that we are having, and we call it measure, understand, improve cycle. And measuring is the CX score that I mentioned earlier. Aivo is the part that help us to understand, and then of course our designers and coders and business people together come up with the business solutions and turn them into something that we can put online and test and see how it works. And one good example about this, how this has actually or use case, should I say, was when we noticed at some stage that our use on the desktop devices was going down a bit too fast. And the thing was that we were expecting it to go down since the mobile devices are so common and they were coming true. But when we were comparing the figures with our competitors, we saw that it's going faster. Mm-hmm. And the first assumption was, of course, that our mobile service is so good that causes it. But then again, like, there are old users who are like their laptops, and when you are in a work, you use the laptop, and even if you are a younger user and so forth. So we started to think that something is wrong. So what we did was we went to Ivan and started digging, and we saw the kind of usual suspects, like the advertising, hands up, everybody loves advertisement, right? but in there was something extra also, and that was kind of dragging the experience down. And we noticed that in video, the feeling was quite low compared to video use in other environments. So we used this possibility of opening this topic and going deeper in there and finding the kind of things that create this video experience. So we went really deep, and we actually found that there was something that we are doing to irritate our customers in videos. And we had this policy that in certain places we start the videos with autoplay. And it seemed to be that was irritating people a lot for many reasons. It was opening a new window, it was doing something that you didn't initiate yourself. And that seemed like the likely culprit for this problem. So what we did was that we tested it with A/B testing, and it seemed to provide us value, and we actually implemented the changes based on this finding. And it was huge success. Our CX score went there up like hell. Can I say that?
Yes, you can.
And we actually got a remarkable improvement on results. I can't say it, but it was a six figures positive change that we got. Wow. From small change.
That's impressive.
Yeah. We have so many customers in here. It's a mass service. So even the smallest changes there can turn into a really big money.
Yeah. That's kind of like when you are working in Aivo, I think many of our employees will be like, that's like music to our ears. It's a really impressive message.
Yeah, thank just for sharing. The prices.
That's awesome.
So how does the future look like? How will MDV utilize Aivo's AI-based qualitative analytics in the future?
Mm-hmm. Well, I think that we have started a point where we are actually able to use it to solve the customer pain. I mean, find the pain points, understand how they are causing the problems, and then fix those. But we want much more. And thing is that our heritage is in a traditional broadcasting, and that is not super customer-centric business, because you kind of put the same content to everybody, and then they watch it, and everybody are happy. And now that we are transforming, or we have actually transformed into a company where we have really strong and thriving digital platforms, that is not simply not the way to do things anymore. We have to listen to our customers and understand the experience, and we really have our fingers on the pulse of the customer all the time. And the culture of the broadcasting, it a bit still echoes in here in this company. So there are people who are a bit more advanced. There are people who are not really understanding still fully the kind of what the digital age means. And I would say that Aivo is super good for this one, because it brings it so easily to everybody to see like what our customers are saying and what are the problems in each of the people's own area. And if you are responsible of certain show, for example, you can kind of search for the feedback on connection to this one. And it's for everybody. You can kind of, if you are responsible of the finding the content on a site, you can kind of go there and see if there are problems. If you are responsible of making sure that the streaming works, you can go there and see that are people complaining about this. So it actually works for everyone in this company, not just the designers or marketing people or business people. So the goal for this is nothing more or nothing less than change this company culture and bring us to be more CX mature.
Yeah, that's really good to hear, because what we are thinking now is that people are many times, or companies are telling that they are customer centric, but still the culture, the old heritage is driving them forward, and actually they are still like from inside out. They are thinking about the company first, the customer second, but like you mentioned, this is the possibility to turn it that like different way and really lead with the customer first.
Yeah, I mean, in old times, there were companies where customers came first, but the customer was your boss.
that's the one way. Yeah.
But this is really something that we want to change. And I think that the data, the kind of data that is in a form that it's easy to use, it's relevant for your position and your work, that has the power of changing the companies and changing the culture and making people to understand. I mean, if it's not like human enough, if you don't hear the voice of the customer, it doesn't really speak you in an emotional level. But when you really kind of see and understand the customer pain, then you start like thinking like, how can I ease this up and so forth. So now that if we go back to the beginning where we're discussed about having to compete with these top companies and their top products, it's the only way that we can beat them in their own game, that we understand Finnish customers really, and everybody here lives and breathes that. And that is why we have Aiva.
Great.
That's wonderfully said. For the end of this discussion, I would like both of you to describe the cooperation between NTV and Aiva. If Jan, you already said that you have felt that cooperation with Aiva has been good, but if both of you could say just a few words for each other about the cooperation, how has it been? How have you felt it?
Yeah, maybe if I start. For the what I'm thinking now is that it's kind of straightforward, that it's an honest way of communication, and like if there's problems, we can speak it directly, and it's kind of, the word is kind of easygoing, the cooperation. So it's been a pleasure to work with MTV and Jan and the whole team.
Yeah, it's the spirit of Pöllö Laakso.
Yeah,
I wasn't prepared to have a few words. I have only one word. I wrote super on my notes.
Oh, nice.
That's wonderful. that's awesome. Awesome to hear. Thank you so much for this conversation, Jan Rosnell and Jani. It was great to have concrete examples how Aiva has helped MTV to create business value and to understand your wonderful customers better. So this was wonderful discussion. Thank you.
Thank you.
This was Aiva Studio. Remember to follow us on social media if you want to stay up to date with our latest episodes. And we will continue in the next episode. Thank you, and we will see you next time. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Thank you.
Thank you.